You are listening to BensTorah.com.
If you look at what we do as Jews, we are busy performing Torah v'mitzvahs 24/7. And many times over the years, many people have come to me and said to me, Rabbi, what is the purpose of all of Hashem's divine mitzvahs? Why do you have to give us 613? What's the purpose behind this? Aren't we tremendous in Amun and Bitachon? What do we need so many mitzvahs for? So what I'm going to discuss with you this morning is the exact answer to this question. If we have so many Ikarei Emuna in Bitachon, in fact, a good percentage of them are contained in the Yud Gimel Ikarim of the Ani Mamins that many people recite each and every day after davening. If we have so many, many Ikarim, we have a Svarim written on Amun and Bitachon. There's a Shar Bitachon and Sefer we have when it comes to Chavis Levavais. Why do you have to have so many mitzvahs, pratios, 248 mitzvahs asay, 365 mitzvahs los asay, and then who knows how many derabbanins we have? What's the functional purpose behind mitzvahs? If we believe, we believe. And in fact, there are many secular religions in this world, non-Torah religions, that their whole religion is based upon one concept, and that is belief, faith, belief. Blind belief and blind faith. And if you ask any of their theologians questions, you don't get an answer. You might even get a smack for even having asked the question. But that is not the approach of Torah, of mitzvahs, of Judaism. We believe that a child or an adult asking a question is important, and equally important is an answer to that question based upon the Hashkafis HaTorah and the Makaris HaTorah Hashem gave us all the way going back to Har Sinai. If you look in the Chumash itself, what you find quite interesting is that if we do have to have mitzvahs for reasons we'll explain very shortly, how fascinating is that Sefer Bereishis is very, very devoid of a big number of mitzvahs. There are only three mitzvahs really contained in Sefer Bereishis, as is mentioned by the Sefer Achinuch, and that is the concept of the mitzvah of Pruvu, the importance of having human beings created on the face of this earth. As the Chinuch quotes, Lo Vasar V'lo Lashevis Yetzar, Hashem created the world not to be a desolate location, but to be populated by human beings, all types of human beings, non-Jewish human beings, Jewish human beings. We needed a population of human beings. As Adam B'Tzameinu Kudim Hussainu was said about all human beings in the beginning of Parasefer Bereishis. He wanted us to have human beings. And therefore, in order for us to make sure that we have human beings, there must be a basic command of mitzvah pruvu of reproduction. Even the animal kingdom has a mitzvah which they're not commanded as a command that human beings are commanded it, but b'derech ha-teva, they're required to reproduce to make sure there's a continuity of every type of species of creature that Hashem created at the time of Maaseh Bereishis. This is mentioned many times in the Chumash, in the Pasha dealing with creation. So the fact that Pruvu is mentioned there as a priority, Hashem says, if there are no human beings to relate to, what's the purpose of the Hashkafas of Torah? What's the purpose of the mitzvahs of the Torah? So you need Pruvu as the major principle starting off the narrative of Briyasa Olam in Sefer Bereishis. The second mitzvah contained in Sefer Bereishis is the mitzvah Bris Milah, which is unique to the Jewish people. That's the mitzvah that made Avram and his family and all subsequent generations emanating from Avram, Yosef, Yaakov, and Israel, Amachuyiv in the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Bris Milah has 13 covenants. Bris Milah elevates us, spiritually uplifts us, gives us a new level of Tzelem Elokim, a new level of Kedusha in our person. So could obviously, as the Sefer Chinuch says, the purpose of Bris Milah was to teach us that not only are we partners with God in our physical creation and our physical world, but even in our spiritual perfection and spiritual creation and spiritual elevation, we are co-partners with Hashem in accomplishing this. And if you can be a mashlim on the physical part of our existence, we could also be mashlim, be a completer of our spiritual part as well. So hashgafically, that also had to be mentioned to show that we have total bechira in developing the physical and spiritual essence of the world. The Avdav L'Shamra mentioned by Hashem to Adam in the beginning of the Torah, when it talks about taking him in his tour of this world and of Gan Eden down here. And we have the concept of the mitzvah of Get Hanoshe, which Chazal has historical relevance concerning the fight between the enemies of Klal Yisrael and Klal Yisrael throughout thousands of years and all the generations to come. The Sitra Achra, the Sara Shel Esav, the Yetzahara, trying to prevent us from accomplishing our spiritual mission in this world. And Yaakov representing Klal Yisrael fighting this entity, ultimately is Menatzeach, succeeds. The name Yaakov changed to Yisrael, Kisariso, and Kim Anosham Ratuchal. You were able to overpower the forces trying to counter you. It's an historical perspective of Mais Ovis Simula Bonim. And the fact of the matter is, Chazal therefore point out that the whole Sefer Bereishis is really a Sefer of Amunah B'Tochen and a Sefer of Hashkafa, a Sefer of Mais Ovis Simula Bonim, looking what the Avos did and the Imos and replicating their activities in our daily life. It's also an historical record of what's going to be happening to Klal Yisrael in the future, and to be prepared to respond to it as our forefathers and the matriarchs did in their specific generations. The concepts that we have contained of the Derech Eretz qualities of our forefathers, of the matriarchs and the patriarchs, called Sefer Yesharim by the Netziv. You want to know what Yashrus is, Yashrus with mankind, Yashrus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Study Sefer Bereishis. And the moon and bitachim we get from the Sefer that Hashem is the Bar Olamim, the creator of the universe, and how he created the universe, and the fact what he created the animals and mankind, and the fact we're created in the image of God, and the power Hashem gave us when it comes to being created by Tzelem Elohim. And all the narratives that we have discussing the lives of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov and their wives and their children, it's a Hashgafa Sefer, a tremendous Hashgafa Sefer. And as Rav Soloveitchik said, my Rebbe said many times, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, the bris of the Avos was the bris of Derech Eretz, of developing Midas Tevos, emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halach Dibidarachov. That is what is contained in the essence of Sefer Bereishis, the Sefer of Amun and Bitochon. And from there we go to Sefer Shmos, which we're reading and we're learning now each and every week, where we have the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rabban Hashem come into full existence with many, many mitzvahs mentioned in Sefer Shmos, later on in Vayikra, Bamidbar, and ultimately in Devarim. So, quite obviously, we're now in the Sefer of Shmos, Pashas Bo. And in fact, Rashi himself in the Chumash asked the question in the very beginning. The purpose of the Torah was just to give us the minyan hamitzvahs of Tayyag mitzvahs. We should have really started in Shmos and Parshas Bo, because up to that point in time, there weren't too many mitzvahs given to us. So we therefore see from Rashi's question that the real enormous pronouncements of mitzvahs in a tremendous amount of number was all really started as an activity of Sefer Shmos. That's because we come now the Chumash being not only a Sefer of Hashkofa and history, but a Sefer now of the Minyan HaMitzvos and Archiyuvim, the various mitzvos, starting with Rosh Chodesh, but then a lot of mitzvos talking about the Yom Tov of Pesach and other mitzvos that are related to Pesach. So that is the theme of today's shir. What was the purpose? After all the hashkafas, amun and bitachim we learned in Sefer Bereishis and the midas of Hashem we saw mentioned over there, and all of that historical narrative and hashkafic narrative, and bitocha narrative, why do we need so many mitzvahs? What's the purpose of tayag mitzvahs? So listen very carefully as I share with you what Chazal tell us, and as you're going to see very shortly, the need of mitzvahs when it comes to us becoming Torah-dika Jews, people who are fully involved in Shmiras, Torah, and mitzvahs, and becoming Avdei Hashem, becoming the Av HaNivchar, becoming the chosen people of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be an Or LaGoyim, the whole fulfillment of that specific mandate cannot be accomplished by just Amunah and Bitachon on Imamin alone, but you need the mitzvahs Hashem gave us, the Torah mitzvahs. Yolilmot amanas lasos. You have to learn in order to know how to do the mitzvahs. That these mitzvahs are what shape Klal Yisrael and make us into the Am HaNivcha we're supposed to be. And let me then proceed now to the actual makaros that deal with this specific concept. If you look very carefully, we find that the Sefer HaChinuch, one of the Rishonim of the 13th century, is a Sefer where every one of the Tayag Mitzvahs is listed according to the parsha it's contained in the Torah, from Bereishis all the way to the end of Sefer Devarim. He tells it a pasuk. He tells you the halachos, he tells you the hashkafa behind the mitzvah, which we'll get to very shortly. And what's interesting is, in Pasha's bow, he deals with this specific question. Why in the world, after Klal Yisrael, coming from such a mice of a similar banyan, and experiencing all the nisan miflos that they witnessed b'chveidim and b'yatzmam in the miracles of the makos of Yisias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf and the miracles of the Midbar, and then the miraculous revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Har Sinai, after what they experienced, after what they saw, the Hizgalas Hashem on a level that would never ever happen to mankind in later generations, what's the reason that Hashem started hitting us with so many mitzvahs? What's the tachlis of a mitzvah? So the fact of the matter is that if you look very carefully in the Lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch, he uses a very interesting expression. The expression of the Sefer HaChinuch is a classical phraseology. To quote him, he says the following. For those who want to look it up, in its mitzvah Tezayin, in the Sefer HaChinuch, Da ki odom nifal kefi polosav, ulibo kamach shavosav, tomir achamasav shu'osav behem, im tov imra. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, that the actions we do, the mitzvah actions we perform based upon Hashem's sivuyim, are actually serving a major functional role. The actions of these mitzvahs are what shapes ultimately the character of Klal Yisrael and make them what they are when it becomes the Anshei Kodesh Tiyun Li, Damam Leches Konim V'Goy Kodesh. The action performance of the mitzvahs enable us to develop the divine character Hashem wanted us to develop as becoming Hashem's Am HaNivchar. Adam Nifal Kfi Pulasav. The fact of the matter is, based upon this, it would seem that when it comes to the religious training of kinderlach, of adults, it shouldn't just proceed from mind to deed, from reason to action. But a mechanech first has to try to show them what mitzvahs do, the purpose of mitzvahs, and with that, slowly but surely, get them to be involved in the performance of mitzvahs, which in turn will give them an understanding what Torah mitzvahs is all about, It will help them develop an emunah and bitachon. Will enable us to develop all the characteristics we're supposed to have as a Jewish people. And Chazal point out that in actuality, there are at least four or five areas that mitzvahs have an impact upon us, which I want to share with you this morning. So listen very carefully. This is not esoteric, this is basic, but you have to know why Hashem did give us so many mitzvahs and what His divine purpose is. Number one, our Chazal tell us that one of the major difficulties Chazal articulated in rabbinic Torah literature is how does a human being who is a physical entity relate and connect to a Rabbeinu Shalom that is devoid of physicality? I mean, how does a human being relate to Hashem? What's the connective link that connects us to the Rabbeinu Shalom, that develops a relationship between us and Hashem? So Chazal say the word mitzvah has another root, an Aramaic root. The word tzavata, tzadi, vavav, tof, aleph, which if you notice is very similar to the word mitzvah. The mechanism Hashem created to cause a relationship between the Rabbeinu Shalom and mankind and the Rabbeinu Shalom are the mitzvahs He gave us that literally encompass us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from the time we get up in the morning to the time we go to sleep. There is some type of mitzvah, some type of activity in the Torah that defines how we do what we're doing. To have this ongoing relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through His mitzvahs, Him relating to us, His ideas, His ideologies, His hashkafas through His mitzvahs, and thus taking them, incorporating them into our being and relating to Hashem. So the first purpose of mitzvahs is to cause a connective link, a relationship between us and the Rabbeinu Shalom. That a corporeal human being should relate to an incorporeal deity, the tzavata, the mitzvah relationship, allows that activity to take place. Number two, mitzvahs are not just do and don'ts, but mitzvahs are divine entities created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that have contained inside a special, intense divine energy of Hashem's divine essence. That is why, if you notice, when we make brachas on mitzvahs that we do, mitzvahs min haTorah, mitzvahs min derabanan, how do we say the bracha? Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. The mitzvah has the ability to sanctify us, to elevate our sanctity, to raise our spiritual level to a higher level. Mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs lo sasay allow us to define our life and make our life into a much more intense, sanctified form of human life that really emulates the Tzelem Elokim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the second purpose of mitzvahs is the sanctification, elevation of the Jewish people. That's point number two. Point number three is to show that we as mortal human beings realize that we are nothing in compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We might be a micro form of a Tzelem Elokim, but Hashem is the macro form. And therefore Hashem's ideologies and concepts and thought processes are not easily perceived by human beings. Moshe wanted to get that information, was told by Hashem, as a human being, you can't understand Hashem's thought processes. After 120 years, you'll come to Shemayim, you'll have a better conception, like Malachim do. But when you're a human being, you have to realize you have to mavatl your thoughts, your ideas, and your machshavos to that of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His hasagas, his understandings, his conceptual analysis, depth perception, his understanding of right and wrong, are much superior to ours. They're not subject to a superficial, subjective meaning as we human beings give it. It's based upon the ideal meaning and significance, which is unique and distinct to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So by mitzvahs, we show our subjugation of everything we do, everything we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvahs, if you think about it for a couple of minutes, all the Tayyak mitzvahs, regulate the way we think, Ramak Shavos, regulate the way we speak, the words we utter, the purpose we use our mouth for, our Koach HaDibur, and also they regulate our Masim, the way we conduct ourselves, the way we behave with our physical actions. Mitzvahs cover every area of human activity and human capacity. And therefore, if that's the case, there's one more issue I want to mention to you. I alluded to it before, but I want to emphasize now. If Hashem was mekadosh us with Torah of mitzvahs and gave us tayag mitzvahs,
you are listening to BensTorah.com.
A very powerful Maimer Chazal that's mentioned at the end of Masechtas Makos, which says, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zachas Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shel wanted to give Klal Yisrael higher level of zechuyot for their spiritual activities. But the way this term is interpreted, lezakos, is letzareif, to purify us, to elevate us, to take away any type of negative qualities that we might have, the psoles, and bring out all the best qualities that we possibly have in us from the time of our creation, with the purity of the neshama Hashem gave us at the time of our bria, neshama shenasati tahorihi. The purpose of mitzvahs is the lezakos, to purify us, to elevate us. And that's why the Mishnah says Hashem rots the lezakos Yisrael, he wanted to therefore mezakos klal Yisrael over the non-Jewish world who was not his Amon Yivchar. To them he gave seven mitzvahs, which are important. Zay mitzvahs b'nei Noach. A real ben Noach who observes zay mitzvahs piously and becomes chassidu umis olam, has tremendous schar for doing what he or she does. The Rambam even says in his Mishneh Torah, the Zohar, also to a place in the world to come as a result of that. But for Klai Yisrael, zay mitzvahs were not sufficient. He gave us tayag mitzvahs, 248 mitzvahs asay, 365 mitzvahs los asay. And the Mishnah says it was lezakos, to purify us, to elevate us, and everything we do from the time we get up in the morning to the time we go to sleep at night. And he quotes a pasuk, Shenem Hashem chafes laman amo, yagol tar yadir. Hashem wanted his chosen nation to achieve the greatest spiritual greatness you can possibly have on this world. The purpose of mitzvahs coming from Torah was to accomplish that specific accomplishment, to literally make us great and make us worthy of being the Am Anivcha, the Am Kadosh, and Shekodesh Tiyumi, to be able to serve as an Or LaGoyim, a spiritual mentor to the rest of the world, to elevate the world together with us. So mitzvahs are very, very powerful. And Hashem wanted a Jew to be literally under divine supervision with instruction in everything they do. From the time they get up in the morning to the time they go to sleep, you need a lot of mitzvahs to accomplish that. Everything we do, the way we eat, we drink, go to the bathroom, no matter what we do, everything has the mitzvah describing how we do it in order to give us divine direction, how to spiritually elevate ourselves, as I mentioned before. But this spiritual elevation and this uniqueness of Klal Yisrael Selam Akim that we have because of our Kedushas Yisrael is not only a zechus Hashem gave to us, but it's also a responsibility. The famous Rav Chaim Volozhin of the Volozhin Yeshiva, one of the great Talmidim, go back to the Vilna Gaon, writes in his Sefer, Nefesh HaChaim, a very important klal. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, Da malamala mimcha, know that what's above you. And taking that quote out of the Mishnah and using it as an individual statement by itself, what Chaim V'Lashon says, I want you to know something. Because of you being Amanivcha, being given a higher level of Tzelem Elokim than everybody else, and having Kedushas Torah V'Mitzvos infused into your being every day of your life, 24/7, Hashem gave you a power like Hashem possesses. Hashem is called Elokim. He's the divine power source of the entire universe. All power, all sources of energy, all sources of existence exist only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, in our davening, we say every day twice, Hashem Echadish B'chol Yom Tomid Masa Bereishis exists because Hashem's divine essence and power energizes the Bria every second to make sure the Bria continues. That's Hashem's macro Tzelem Elokim, the image of God, the all-powerfulness of God. So says Rechaim V'Lashon, if you notice, man was created, especially Klai, so with a Tzelem Elokim, with a microform of Elokim. And this, in context, means specifically the Jewish people. And that is, when it comes to us, we are micro levels of Tzelem Elokim. And what that means on a practical level, says Rechaim V'Lashon, is when we do Torah V'Mitzvahs, we're not just impacting upon us, we're not just impacting upon our immediate nuclear family. We're not just impacting upon the neighborhood in which we live or the country in which we reside. But when we do Torah V'Mitzvahs, we impact upon the entire universe that surrounds the earth in all different directions. The entire universe, Da Mala Mala, not only the terrestrial universe we live in, but the celestial universe that surrounds us in incredible depth and length and in all different directions. Da Mala Mala, realize what happens above in the celestial universe. Da Mala Mala, above, Mimcha is based upon what we as human beings do in our terrestrial world in which we live. Jews can impact upon the strengthening of Bria to Olam, of the Bria, and the fruition of the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all different types of ways, spiritually and physically. And Chas V'Shalom, if we don't act properly, and we rebel when we do Averos instead of Mitzvos, and we act in a lack of spirituality, we contaminate ourselves. We can impact negatively on the entire universe in which we live. Bring it down. Make it dysfunctional. Make all the physical Bria have incapacities and not function with the divine symmetry and the divine power Hashem wanted it to exist with because of the lack of the human support the universe needs it in order for it to continue, to be Chai V'Kayam. We as Jews, according to Chaim V'Lashon, have a power to impact upon the universe around us. Da, you should know, Mala Mala, what's above in the entire universe, the celestial universe, he says. Mimcha is based upon the way you act down here. That's a tremendous responsibility. The Torah and Mitzvahs are supposed to give us the guidebook of how to accomplish acting in the proper way, so mechazik b'riyah to olam, physically and spiritually, and allow the chiddush of Hashem Maaseh Bereishis to continue in a positive level by us being the role model to the world and bringing Hashem into everybody's mind and to heart. What's important to know is that there is a very, very important pasuk we have in Pashas Kisavo, which further buttresses this specific yisod I'm teaching you. And the pasuk is, when the nations of the world see the name of God that's called upon us, they will be fearful from us. And the Vilna Gaon says, what is the meaning of this pasuk in Pashas Ki Savai? And in fact, the Medrash tells us, what do you mean they see the Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha? So one shot of the Medrash is, they say, Tfilin Sheberosho, Tfilin in your head. So the Vilna Gaon says, we don't put Tfilin in the head, we put Tfilin on the head. And there's a similar Maim Chazal in Mesechtis Menachos that says, Mish Yesh Tfilin Birosho, Tzitzis Bibigdoi, Mezuzah Bepischo, Shuv Enachaita. Once again, in all these cases, you're talking about putting Tfilin in your head, putting the tzitzis in the beged, on the beged, putting the mezuzah in the house rather than on the doorway itself. All of this indicates something interesting and something fascinating, that somehow it's being pushed inside to something. What does that mean? So says the Vilna Gaon, a very powerful thing. When we wear a pair of tefillin, it's a very holy object, something we have to treat with tremendous sanctity. We're mekadesh ourselves when we put it on ourselves. But tefillin has parshios that have hashkafes Hashem contained inside, very holy parshios. Kisvei kodesh. When you take the tefillin and put it on your head, but you then take what's contained in the tefillin, the symbolism, the shemus Hashem that's spelled out, in the way that the straps of the tefillin and the actual boxes of the tefillin are basically ordained, the Shem Shakai. When you take Hashem's name and the hashkafas of those parshios, and just don't put the tefillin on your head, on your body, but birosho, you internalize the spiritual message contained in the tefillin you're wearing, it changes you forever. It elevates you. It makes you act and conduct yourself as a Tzelem Elokim, having Shem Hashem literally contained in your person. When you take a pair of tzitzis and you don't just string them into the holes, but you realize what tzitzis represents, as Chazal point out, the Tayag Mitzvahs, it represents with the Techeles, the Kitzei HaKavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our divine commander-in-chief who tells us how to live our life. When you take the tzitzis and just don't put it on the clothing of the tzitzis, but you internalize in the tzitzis itself and internalize in your physical body that's wearing the tzitzis, the message of the Kitzei HaKavod of Hashem and the message of Tayag Mitzvahs, you incorporate that, internalize that, that makes you into a different person. It gives you a very, very special Tzelem Elokim, Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha, and people are able to see you act differently by wearing these holy tzitzis on your body. When you take a mezuzah, as the Pasha of Kriya Shema, Kabbalas Omach Shemayim Al Mitzvahs, Achdus Hashem, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad, and you put it on your doorway, but not just on the doorway of your house. You put it inside the door. You internalize the hashkaf of the mezuzah into the entire interior environment of your home. Your home is imbued with the hashkaf is contained in the mezuzah. So every part of your household represents the hashkafas of the parshas contained in the Shema Yisrael parsha contained in the mezuzahs of your house. It changes your house into a Migdash Miat, into a micro form of sanctuary. Asil Migdash Vishachanti Besacha, make me a house, I'll dwell in the midst of you, not only in the Mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash, but Hashem dwells in each and every Jewish household. That becomes a miniature form of a Migdash Miyat. We have that capacity to do this. And I say to my wife, under the Chuparei Mekudesh Betabazu, Kedas Moshe Yisrael, I'm not just saying to my wife, I want to marry her. I'm saying that I want to develop a partnership that we together will spiritually uplift our abode, our home, and make it into a miniature sanctuary. Every house is a Migdash Miyat. In the Midbar, Bilam saw that the concept of an Oyel Yaakov became a Mishkan Yisrael. We became little miniature forms of Migdashais. Hashem Shekhinah from the Mishkan spread all the tents of the Jews that surrounded it from all sides, because we were able to bring the Hashkafa of the Mezuzah into each and every Jewish household. If that's the case, we see over here that when the Jewish world, non-Jewish world sees the Jewish world having the Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha, God's name, His mitzvahs, His Torah, literally filling up the Jewish personality on every level, in a level of Kedusha V'Tahara, acting in a certain level of Kiddush Shem Shemayim, what happens is Yorim Emecha, they learn the fear of God, the love of God, the Avodas Hashem, from watching the way the Jews conduct their life. We become a real Selam Elokim, a representative of God, an Or LaGoyim, the way Hashem wanted us to be, representing Hashem's divine essence in this world. The Torah of the mitzvahs that we perform give us the capacity to do such and to fulfill our mandate of being a Mamalachas Koine V'Gei Kadosh, as was stated by Hashem at the Kabbalah Satur in Har Sinai when we said Nasa V'Nishma. What is interesting to note is that we always have to be careful when it comes to mitzvahs, Torah and mitzvahs, that we just don't perform them because we're doing them as mechanical activities. Sometimes people get so involved in mitzvahs, they start to do the mitzvah as a mechanical device. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perech of Tes, pasuk Yugimel, where Yeshaya says in Klai Yisrael during Bayis Rishon, Vatihi Yerosim Osim Mitzvahs Anoshim Milumada. They fear me by acting in a way that they perform mitzvahs like by rote. They mechanically do the mitzvahs, but they don't internalize the message the mitzvahs are teaching them about who they are, what they are, and what their purpose is on the face of this earth. That is why Chazal told us to perform mitzvahs mechanically is a mitzvah. You have to do it l'shem shemayim, good, do l'shma, this is Tzrichus Kavana, but you have to learn about mitzvahs. What are the hashkafas contained in each and every mitzvah? Therefore, mitzvah performance, we have the Shita of the Rambam, the Ramban, the Abarbanel, the Sefer Chinuch, the Mukubalim, all of them writing Sfarim on what are the spiritual messages that are emanating from each and every mitzvah, that we can learn from this mitzvah when we perform it and elevate ourselves and sanctify ourselves by understanding why we're doing each and every mitzvah. The Sefer Chinuch was one of the first major Rishonim to write a whole Sefer, the Sefer Chinuch, where he gives the Shorash, the Tam HaMitzvah, each and every one of the Tayag mitzvahs. The Ramban does it in his Perish Latera, the Raman does it in his Marga Nevuchim, Rabbanel does it in his various Sfarim. You go down the list, the Mekubalim do it in their Kabbalistic books. But the fact of the matter is, Tami HaMitzvahs, knowing what the mitzvah represents historically, hashkafically, practically, and then doing the mitzvah, realize what this mitzvah is teaching us, you no longer perform a mitzvah by rote. That mitzvah that's done with that acknowledgement, that understanding of why we're doing this mitzvah, and you think of it at the time of the Asiyas HaMitzvah, that's the mitzvah that connects us to Hashem. That's the mitzvah performance that sanctifies us and elevates us. That's the mitzvah activity that shows our subservience to the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the mitzvah that impacts upon the universe and elevates the universe through our spiritual activities. Those actions shape our character. Ha'adam nifal kafi pulosav. We're accomplishing the purpose for which Hashem gave us Torah v'mitzvos. And their power over us is accomplished not only by manually, physically performing them, b'machshav v'dibur b'maisa, but thinking at the time of us performing the mitzvahs, why we're doing this mitzvahs, and what they're teaching us, and what their power is, and what is the Ratzon Hashem that's being revealed in each and every one of the Tayag mitzvahs. That's what we have to be doing when we do mitzvahs. To just say, Ani Mamin, I believe, I have bitachin in Hashem, I'm a nice person, but to not take that hashkaf and that belief and give it tangible reality by acting it out in our daily life and all the things we do, our interaction bein adam lachavero and our interaction between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvahs are the mechanism Hashem created for us to give tangible essence to all the emunah and bitachon, and to all the animamins and the betachem beliefs that we have. We're just not just a bunch of big talkers that talk about theology and philosophy, but we act it out in our daily lives and everything we do. We do the Ratzon Hashem, Kashativa Hashem Es Moshe, the way Hashem was Metzava Moshe, in all the mitzvahs that He gave us. One of the big zuchuyot that Hashem was Meshabeach Moshe and Aaron, Bezalel and Klal Yisrael, when it came to making the Mishkan V'Kelav and everything contained therein, everything was done as the Torah says at the end of Sef Shemos, Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe. They made it exactly the way that Ribono Shel Olam wanted it to be. For a mitzvah to be a mitzvah, it has to be performed and made and done in the exact format Hashem gave His divine blueprint at the time of Matan Torah. We can't be mishana what Hashem gave us. We can't make up our own mitzvahs. We can't be mishana the Torah to make it more modern when it comes to following the mores of society of each and every generation. That's not Torah anymore. Those are avodo zaros, foreign services of God that were never authorized by the Ribono Shel Olam. So did the famous of Hirsch Torah tell the reformers of his generation, don't try to mechadish Torah v'mitzvahs and make a new format of doing avodas Hashem. That's avoda zara, unauthorized divine worship of God. You can't do things like that. And therefore, if that's the case, we have to appreciate Ashreinu Matov Chelkenu that the Ribono Shel Olam gave us, the Halakha literature that He gave us, the Holy Torah Shebiksav, learned through Tanakh with Mefarshim, and boy, the amount of Hashkafas you get, a perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who Hashem is, who Klal Yisrael is supposed to be, the concept of Schar V'Onesh, the concept of Hashem having an Ayin Raya Oizen Shemas, Kol Maaseh V'Sefer Nechtavim, everything that we do, Hashem sees and hears and records. You see this openly in the narrative of Tanakh from beginning to end. The Hashgacha Pratis of Hashem, the omnipotence, the divine all-powerfulness of God. All of this you see when you learn the hashkafas of Torah Shebiksav on a very deep level. When you then add with Torah Shel Ba'peh and all the interpretations which Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu of Kol HaTorah Kula, of what we're able then to develop from Torah Shebiksav with the Perush of Torah Shel Ba'peh, with Yugim Midos, in developing all the minutiae of all the Tayag Mitzvahs, the halachic debates the Chazal had, the way we finally pasken those debates, and the fact that Hashem looked upon even different opinions of Elu ve'Elu Divikim Chayim, that even those who we don't pasken like, but that what they said was the word of the live God, they were mechavin to one pshat that we might not pasken like, but Hashem already in the Torah gave that pshat a possibility of halachic applicability if the Bez and Agadu would pasken that way. We have an incredible type of Torah literature that literally gives us the ability to accomplish through our studying it, lilmoid amanas lasos, to teach us how to be experts in all the mitzvahs that we do. In fact, even a Kabbalah Satar, what Klal Yisrael did and said, when he asked us about our acceptance of Torah, if you notice, we said, Nasa v'nishma, we're going to do, and we're going to learn. Everybody asked the question, how can you do before you learn? You got to learn first and know what you got to do. Luminas lasais. So the Beis HaLevi says, Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves two levels of learning Torah. One was the Nasa, you learn to know what to do, because if you don't know the halachas, how to be mafresh challah, you don't know the halachas, how to match a pair of tefillin or tzitzis, or how to bake matzah on Pesach, so how do you know how to perform the mitzvahs? So you have to learn in order to do the Nasa. That's lilmot amanas lasais. But then the nishma, learning means that even after I know the practical halacha lamasa, I'm going to go deeper and deeper in my analysis of the mitzvahs and the Torah and see the nigla and the nister and realize the deep hashkafis and ideologies contained in the Torah that I alluded to before. Hashkafis achayim bein adlum lamakam bein adlum lechavero that are contained in each and every one of the tayag mitzvahs Hashem gave us. There's a tam that can teach us ideologies, hashkafas, perspectives about life that are holy as holy can be, and give us a life perspective that makes our existence in this world a Gan Eden existence, even though we're still in Olam Hazeh, if you listen to Torah v'Mitzvos. Ashreinu Matel Chalkeinu, that he gave us this type of mitzvahs and Torah to lead us, to guide us, to be mashpi upon the rest of the world, as the Rambam says we're going to fulfill b'mais HaMashiach. Let's hope and pray that we do mitzvahs. Do not look upon them as mechanical things we got to do, but dig deeper into them. Learn about them. We have so many sfarim written today, Kanai Nahara, in all different types of languages, that you're able to understand the in-depth analysis of Torah on a very, very deep level and all the meanings of all the mitzvahs. And you're able to really, when you do a mitzvah, really have kavanos of a very high level if you study what the mitzvah is all about before you perform it. It makes the whole mitzvah activity totally different. It's no more an act that's performed by rote, but it's a dynamic activity that connects us, as I mentioned before, ultimately to ourselves and the Rabbeinu Shalom. Let's hope and pray Avedas Hashem and Asiyas HaMitzvahs will reach this level, the concept which I mentioned before, the purpose of this year, which I announced, the purpose of Hashem's Divine Mitzvahs becomes clearer to you now. And hopefully and pray that we shall, as Am HaNivchar, cause a Kiddush Shem Shemayim by doing us mitzvahs, that we become the Klal Yisrael, Ad Asher B'cha Espa'er, that Hashem will literally become praised, and Hashem's essence will be elevated because the way us, the Amanifra, conduct ourselves, we make the Shem Hashem, Nishava Yadecha, by us doing what we're doing, making God's name beloved by others. We're uplifting the entire universe. Let's just maintain our ethics and morality, go forward, and hope and pray that this will cause such a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Will be Zocha for the ultimate Gula with Biz Mashiach Tzekeinu. Amen v'amen. Thank you for attending today's shiur. Spread the message with everybody else. And Torah itself emits as a segula for Rafuos and Yeshuos. Whoever needs in Klais or Rafuos and Yeshuos should get the schus through the Limud HaTorah and Asiyas HaTorah, and us elevating it to a higher level. And Hashem should bring us to it, the Kufa, that all the Yeshuas should be fulfilled, should be Shivat Malchios anymore, eliminate anti-Semitism from the face of this earth, and everybody who's sick should get a total of Refuah Shleima, as is promised, is going to happen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.